Yes, praise the Lord. There is power in his name today. There is power in the name of Jesus today. What do you need from him? There is power in his name. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. God has a fresh word for you on today's Daily Fire. We are continuing our teaching from yesterday, so we remain in the books of Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. In Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 21. Again, that is Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Romans in the New Testament, chapter 7, verses 14 through 21. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, be sure not to miss your fresh word on Daily Fire by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen and to share with someone else all day. Follow by texting the message BF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Visit there today. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 21, also from the KJV. For we know that the law is spiritual, this is Paul speaking, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Last verse. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is part two of fighting the battle to put and keep God first in your life. Part two of fighting the battle, because there's a war to live this life, to put and keep God first in your life. On yesterday, I taught you part one, and, you know, I taught you about how God has let us know in Exodus that he is a jealous God, and that you can't have any other gods before him, that God requires priority in our lives. And then I took you to Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 21, how Paul talked about the battle of trying to live right, how he said that every time he tried to do good, he found the law that evil was always present with him. And that because he was in this flesh, he understood that there dwells no good thing. And he said in verse 18 of chapter 7, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will, or in other words, to want to do what's right, it's there. But he said, but how, Jesus, how to perform that which is good? I find not. See, it's easy to do a good deed every now and then. It's easy to go to church and to live right when we're in the church service. It's easy to do right when others are looking at us, but fighting the battle to put and keep God first goes toward the core of you, the integrity of you. See, you got to want to live right when nobody else is looking. You got to want to live right because you have true relationship with Christ. And just as you desire to please your spouse, or just as you desire to please your boss, and you go the extra mile to do those things for those people, that's how your relationship with God has to be. You love him so much that you're going to prioritize him. You want to meet him in peace because there is a heaven and there is a hell, and you're only going to one of them. So you want to meet God in peace, and you want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So you say, I got to put him first, and I got to keep him first. But you say, look, Evangelist Rossi, that's easier said than done. How do I perform it? Just as Paul said in verse 18, how to perform that which is good on a consistent basis. In everyday lifestyle, I find not. I'm glad you asked. I'm going to give you three steps today to putting and keeping God first. Number one, you must always remember that you are in a war. I said you're in a war, a spiritual battle for your soul. And not only your soul, but the souls of them you love. See, part of the reason a lot of us don't put God first, or we're unable to keep him first, is that we've grown complacent in the battle. We figured out, or we thought erroneously, that the battle is over, that once we gave our lives to Christ, that we didn't need to fight anymore, we didn't need to suit up, we did not need to put on the whole armor of God, because we felt like we'd won this thing, and because we won, we can just go on about our business. But in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, the Bible teaches us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why? Because in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You must always remember, number one, that you are in war every day. Glory. Every day, Satan wants your soul back. Every day, Satan wants your life. Every day, Satan wants your household. Every day, he wants your your children. Every day he wants your spouse. Every day he wants your good name. Every day he wants the victory of what you have accomplished in Christ. So you have to put on the whole armor of God and suit up every day to fight the devil. Glory. You have to realize that you are in a war. Because Satan, he's going to and fro. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord asked Satan, "Where have you been?" And it says, Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is constantly on his job. From the time you rise until the time you lie down, he's going to and fro, roaming the earth, seeking whom he can overcome. But if you are suited up in the armor of God, because you remember that you are in an ongoing war every day, then you will be able to resist him and cause him to flee from you. So part of step one of being able to fight and win this battle, to not only put God first, but keep him first, is to remember that you are in war every day, every day. Step two, understand the sovereignty of God, that he requires that you put him first. God requires that you put him first. In the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 14, "For you shall not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." In Deuteronomy 4:24, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." In Psalm 79, verse 5, "How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy turn like fire?" In 1 Corinthians 6:19, it teaches us that our body is the temple of God. You have to understand that God will not be second in your life. He will not come behind your spouse. He will not come behind your children. He will not come behind your job. He will not come behind social media. He will not come behind your gossiping. And listen to this. He won't even come behind the religiosity of your church attendance. You see, some people think that if I go to church, that's putting God first. But you're going to church only out of tradition. You're not really listening to the pastor. You're not studying the word. You're not applying the sermon. You don't give offering. You don't tithe. You don't leave out better than when you came in. And it's not because the pastor is not giving the word. It's because God is not truly a priority in your life. And so you're only going to church because that's how you were raised, to go to church. Or because you want to be seen. Or because you hold a position. But if you want to be able to keep God first and not experience the wrath of the jealousy of God, you have to understand that true relationship with him is necessary. God cannot be fooled like you can fool other people. God knows if you make time for him. God knows if he has priority in your life. God knows if you have decided that you want to be on the winning team. And then step number three, you must choose each day to serve God. Did you hear me? I said every day you have to make a conscious decision that you want to serve the Lord. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether it be the gods which your father served that were on the other side, or whether it be whomever Joshua said, but as for me and my house, glory, we will serve the Lord. In Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other. You will hold or cling to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Satan. In Romans 3:15-16, God says, look, I know your works. I would that you were either hot or cold. In other words, get on one side. Don't straddle the fence. But because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of your mouth, out of my mouth. And finally, in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But if you love your spouse will know it by the way you treat him or her, the time you spend with your spouse, the way you will put everyone else aside and make sure that your spouse is your priority, the way you remember the birthdays and the holidays, the anniversaries, the way you remember, you know, the good times and the small details about what he or she likes. What is the favorite color? What is the favorite song? Where did you meet? Where did he propose to you? You see, when the spouse is first, then when someone else comes around and tries to get your attention, you say, no, because I love my wife, or no, because I love my husband. You see where your treasure is. Glory. When you treasure the marriage, your heart will be there. Well, it's the same way with God. When you treasure the relationship with the Lord, when you treasure God as your Savior, when you think about all of the details of everything he's done for you and how he's forgiven you and loved you despite your sin and despite your flaws, then you treasure God. And so because you treasure him, your heart is there. So you say, oh, I got to get some time in with my God today. I got to spend some time with him. I got to have a talk with him, not just to ask him for something. Not just because you need something. That's not a relationship or a loving relationship. That's a pimp kind of relationship. But when you love somebody, you want to talk to the person on the phone. You want to go see the person. You want to spend time with the person. You got some laughter. You got some jokes. You know, one of my greatest times of my day outside of the Lord and my son, you know, and I don't get to talk to her every day, but it's talking to my mom when we will start talking about something and we'll just start laughing about it. And we kind of laugh alike. My son says, gosh, you laugh just like Granny. You talk just like Granny. You act just like Granny. Well, I am her namesake. She's Rossi and I'm Rossi. And so I love her. Because I love her, I want relationship with her. Now, sometimes she calls, you know, early in the morning when I'm working. And I'm like, Mom, is there an emergency? What is it? Because she's going to call right during the work time that I've asked people not to call me unless it's an emergency because, you know, I'm an attorney, I'm having to get work done. But somewhere I got to find some time for her. And sometimes I'll just be working, I'll think about something, or my son will bring up something, and I'll say, oh, you're acting like Granny, and we'll just fall out laughing. See where your treasure is. The people you love, they'll know it. That's where your heart is. So step three, we got to go into prayer, is that you gotta choose every day that you want to keep God first, that you want to live saved, that you want to have relationship. Why? Because I told you in step one, you're at war every day. Satan is trying to get you back. He's not going to let up. He's going to send somebody to lie on you, to defame you, to make you angry. He's going to send somebody to do something to you, Sometimes it will be people in your own family or people in your own household or your best friends, or he's going to get you fired today, or he's going to afflict your body. He's at war to get your soul back. But if you've chosen to serve God, and you suit it up in that armor, when he comes, you might for a minute feel down, but you're going to find that second wind through the blood and power of Jesus. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, you will not have the victory. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for my husband or wife. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for my children or grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for my siblings. In the name of Jesus, this is what you say. I intercede for my nieces and nephews. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for my job, for my household, for my ministry, for my business, for my health, whatever it is that you need. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for my neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, I intercede for myself. You are suited up. Oh. This is how you can put God first and keep him first. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Don't you feel his presence? Do you feel the presence of God? Just come with him and begin to tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Just let his spirit rest in the place where you are. Just tell him thank you. Sometimes you got to learn how to just worship God. How to just rest in his peace and presence. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus and we thank you. Lord, our souls are on fire. Our hearts are pricked by this message today. Part two of fighting the battle to put you first, to keep you first. And Lord, we're going to comply with step one. We're going to remember that we are in a war every day, so we will suit up with the whole armor of you. Father, glory, we are going to remember that we are in a war, Lord, that Satan is going to and fro, so we are going to resist him through the power and blood of Jesus. And Lord, we are going to put you first. We're going to prioritize you because we understand that you are a jealous God. And finally, God, we are going to choose every day to stay safe. We're going to make a decision to spend time with you. Before we're on social media, before we're on the phone talking with everybody else, before we're doing anything else, we are going to have some God time. Hallelujah. Because you're our treasure. You're our heart, God. We love you. You're our Father, our King, our Savior. You've done so much. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them and touch them, open doors, heal them, and make ways. Do what only you can do in the way that only you can do it. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. And we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Come on and tell them hallelujah. Wherever you are, the lines are muted. Just say hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell them thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the altar call. Then we're going to end with our time. But just keep telling him, thank you, Jesus. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been suiting up in the whole armor of God every day, for those of you who have not prioritized God the way you should have, and for those of you who have not been making a conscious decision every day that you and your house will serve the Lord. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of not putting on the armor of God. I repent of not putting you first. I repent of not keeping you first. I repent of not choosing every day to serve you. Lord, I repent of not making you my treasure. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and save my soul. Now, Lord, I rededicate my life to you. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, Lord. Amen, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ and welcome home. Make sure every day you're spending time with him. You don't just want to put him first. You need to keep him first so you can spend time with him as well. Here with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That is rawsi.org. All right, now our topic for today's Daily Fire is part two of fighting the battle to put and keep God first. Your task for today in your life is to do the three steps. All right, put on the whole armor of God, because you now remember that you're in a war every day. Prioritize God in everything you do, and then choose to serve God. All right? No matter what happens, God loves you. Trouble is my way. That's how we're going to
get it. You ever had a little trouble in your life?
Jesus will fix
it. I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life, but there's a little song that says, a little old song we decided to do.
Yeah.
The words said, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night. But that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it.
In my way.